With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. And today I'm going to be sharing some new research on sleep and appetite, as well as a maybe unusual but effective approach for dealing with chronic insomnia. Have you ever noticed that you feel hungrier or have uncontrollable cravings for certain foods after a poor night's sleep? It's not just your imagination. Studies have shown that even a single night of sleep deprivation changes the levels of our hunger and our appetite hormones, leading to increased hunger. And it also affects the way that your brain's motivation centers respond to the sight or even just the thought of food. Essentially, when you are under-rested, both your body and your brain are sending strong signals that drive you, well, to the drive-thru. Those extra calories can easily lead to weight gain, and that would seem to explain the well-documented connection between undersleeping and being overweight. Undersleeping is also associated with an increased risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. There is some good news here, though. Researchers from the University of Cape Town in South Africa recently analyzed results from 7 different studies that used various methods to increase sleep duration. And they found that when people got more sleep, they were less hungry during the day. And even better, they experienced a reduced desire for sweet and salty foods. So perhaps this is the motivation that you need to finally get serious about improving your sleep habits. But how? Well, the first step involves a set of practices that are collectively referred to as sleep hygiene. Now, if you've done all of that and that doesn't help, I do have some more intensive approaches that you can try, but let's just start with the basics. Number one, limit caffeine after midday. Caffeine can make you more alert and boost your ability to concentrate, and it also appears to have neuroprotective properties. Regular consumption of caffeine reduces the risk of both Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease, but because it is a stimulant, it can interfere with your sleep. Although individual tolerance varies, most people sleep better if they avoid caffeine in the afternoon and evening. Number two, limit your alcohol intake. Although a couple of drinks may make you feel drowsy and even make it a little bit easier to drop off to sleep, alcohol actually interferes with your sleep quality. You may wake up in the middle of the night or sleep less deeply. If you're having trouble sleeping through the night, try cutting back on alcohol in general and not consuming it within 3 hours of bedtime. In other words, enjoy that glass of wine with dinner and then put the bottle away for the evening. Number three, make sure the room in which you sleep is cool, dark, and quiet. So turn down the thermostat, use blackout curtains or an eye mask and earplugs or a white noise generator. Number four, seek out natural daylight during the daytime, but avoid bright lights in the evening. Your body's sleep and wake cycles are regulated in part by light exposure. Exposure to natural light during the day can help you feel more alert and lift your mood. And it's also a good way to reset your internal clock if you've crossed a couple of time zones. But in the evening, you want exactly the opposite. Softer, lower lighting helps to signal your body and your brain that it's time to rest. The light emitted by our electronic screens, not to mention the mental stimulation we get from them, is especially disruptive to our sleep rhythms. So leave that phone or tablet in the kitchen and crawl into bed with a book instead. Number 5, exercise regularly. Even a little bit helps. According to the National Sleep Foundation, as little as 10 minutes of aerobic exercise, such as walking or cycling, can drastically improve nighttime sleep quality. My colleague Get Fit Guy, Brock Armstrong, recently explored the ways in which exercise can help you sleep better. And as a bonus, sleeping better can improve your fitness. And you can check that out in his podcast, Get Fit Guy. Number 6, don't eat too close to bedtime. If you have trouble with acid reflux, it's best not to lie down for at least 2 hours after eating. But even if reflux is not an issue for you, eating a large or heavy meal close to bedtime can disrupt your sleep patterns. If you feel you must have a snack before bedtime, keep it small and mostly carbohydrate, a piece of fruit, a few crackers, or maybe a small bowl of cereal. And number 7, get into a rhythm. Although it may be tempting to go to bed and sleep later on the weekends than you do during the week, you will probably sleep better if you can keep your bedtime and wake times more consistent. And it also helps to establish a relaxing nighttime routine to signal to your body and to your brain that it's time to shut down. And that might involve stretching, yoga, breathing, journaling, meditating, self-massage, or any ritual really that you find mentally and physically calming. But what if all of that isn't enough? Researchers writing in the journal Worldviews in Evidence-Based Nursing recently compared the effectiveness of several different treatments for chronic insomnia. And in terms of reducing the time that it took to fall asleep and increasing the amount and the quality of sleep, an approach known as sleep restriction therapy was found to be the most effective. Sleep restriction therapy is a behavioral approach as opposed to a pharmacological treatment. And the idea is to train your body and your brain to sleep more efficiently by limiting the amount of time that you spend in bed. And there are also some rules about when you get to sleep. So the first step is to establish a time at which you will get up every morning, even on the weekends. And then second, you want to take the average amount of time that you spend actually sleeping every night and add 30 minutes to it. This is your allowed time in bed. Now, for safety reasons, it's suggested that your time in bed should never be less than 5.5 hours per day. For example, if you go to bed at 10 p.m. and you get up at 6 a.m., but you typically lie awake until midnight, then you're in bed for 8 hours, but you're only sleeping for 6 of them. And so for the purposes of sleep restriction therapy, your allowed time in bed would be 6 hours and 30 minutes. Now, don't panic. This is just temporary. Okay, next, you take that allowed time in bed and you count back from your wake-up time to establish your bedtime. So in this example, that would be 11:30 p.m. For the next 2 weeks, you're going to stick to that schedule as closely as possible. You get up at your scheduled wake time, no matter how much or little sleep you've gotten. And then, even if you feel tired and think you could fall asleep earlier, you want to try to stay up until 11:30 p.m. and there's no daytime napping allowed. So you might actually get a little bit less sleep during this training period than you normally do. And although people who suffer from insomnia are usually pretty used to functioning on not enough sleep, you may even be a little more fatigued than usual, so you want to choose your timing wisely. But the idea here is to train your brain and your body to sleep more efficiently. After 2 weeks of this schedule, if you're still feeling fatigued during the day, then you'll move your bedtime up by 15 minutes, and you'll continue to increase your time in bed by 15 minutes a week until you're feeling good during the day and still sleeping well at night. So sleep restriction therapy obviously takes a fair amount of commitment, but on average, people who implemented this protocol learned to fall asleep faster, they woke up fewer times in the night, and if they did wake up, they were able to fall asleep again more quickly. And then just to circle back to where we started today, getting more sleep can not only reduce your risk of disease, it may also help with appetite, cravings, and ultimately weight loss. Have you tried sleep restriction therapy? I'd love to hear how it worked for you. You can share your experience and your thoughts with me and other Nutrition Diva podcast listeners on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/nutritiondiva. Now, I'm working on another interesting topic for next week's podcast. I'm going to be looking at the evidence for the so-called GAPS diet. This is a protocol that's been suggested as a natural treatment for conditions that affect the brain, such as autism. So be sure you're subscribed to the Nutrition Diva podcast so you don't miss that. You'll find a transcript of today's show and the entire Nutrition Diva archives on our website at quickanddirtytips.com, and you'll find me on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com. The Nutrition Diva Show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and our wonderful team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, Mikaela Prell, Michelle Margulis, and Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.